A bill to allow the electric car maker Tesla to open 3 stores in Connecticut looks like it's going nowhere for the second year in a row as the state legislature heads for a special session. WSHU's Davis Studevant reports the bill hit strong opposition from car dealerships in the state.
State law says you can't sell cars directly to the consumer in Connecticut. You have to go through dealers. In 2015, lawmakers considered a bill that would have exempted Tesla from that requirement. It passed the House and failed in the Senate. This year, a vote on the bill was pushed aside in the last few days of the legislative session. Tesla says it wanted to open 2 new shops and a distribution center that would have employed more than 200 people in total. State Representative Tony Guerrera is a Democrat from Rocky Hill. He's the co-chair of the House Transportation Committee. He says Connecticut is losing a lot by not letting Tesla in this year.
200 new jobs and a product that gets a 5-star rating in all aspects, whether it's car magazines or insurance ratings. You know, unfortunately, it's a losing proposition for the people of the state of Connecticut here. And I wish that we're able to do something.
Guerrera said lawmakers would try to pass a compromise version of the bill next year. State Senate Majority Leader Bob Duff said pressure from lobbyists for car dealers killed the bill. GM representatives said the bill would create an uneven playing field for car dealers in Connecticut. Tesla already has a service shop in Milford. Connecticut is one of 5 states that don't allow Tesla to open stores. New York allows Tesla to sell cars directly to customers. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.